March 22, 2024. It's the Walk for Pedro show. Pedro show. Happy Friday. People, it's been a long time since I've been on. 6 weeks. And it ain't because of tour. It's because I had no internet in my pad. Yeah. And because of the heavy rains here and a certain company that owns the only option I got to be connected, not maintaining their infrastructure. Yeah. Had to wait. Can't hurry love. Just got to wait. But I'm back. Got a lot of shows to do to catch up. First one here, my brother Federico. Welcome aboard, Federico.
Hello.
Yeah, we should say we start off the show with Mr. PC, a live excerpt from November 22, 1962, John Coltrane. And then Tribuna Ludo with Desardini. Okay. So, earliest, Federico, earliest musical memory you have, please.
Earliest? Oh, that's a tough one. Probably my mother, who used to play guitar for me. Because she used to play guitar and you know, she was playing Battisti, Lucio Battisti. Do you know that?
Sure.
It's an Italian, Italian singer-songwriter. Yeah. You know, Mark Stewart was a big fan, too.
Is that right?
I should tell the
listeners, we got a common, well, we lost a brother last year, but we got a common friend, Mark Stewart, great cat.
Yeah, and I'm actually amazed that you and him actually know about Lucio Battisti, because that's very Italian. So I was, you know, as Italian, we tend to think that our, you know, national music is pretty much unknown in the rest of the world, but it turns out it's not the case. So, so that was my earliest musical memory. My mother playing guitar for me and playing Lucio Battisti.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I must have been like 3 years old or something.
Now, in this was there a guitar in that dad you grew up? Of course, she was playing it. Did you ever jump on that?
Yeah, of course. I totally broke her guitar and we patched it back together. But there was music. She, you know, my family was quite musical, I should say. Like, she was listening to music all the time, and my dad too. So, yeah, I think that probably had an influence on me.
Can I ask you about school? Did you do music in school? Were you in the choir, the marching band, or shit like that?
Not really.
Hello?
I started, like, getting into music. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
You cut out there for a second.
No, nothing official, but I started, like, playing in bands in high school. That was my first.
Well, no, I ask about the school thing, because over here in the U.S., some schools cut the arts programs out. They said they're not needed. So that's why I asked that question. What was the first record you bought with your own money, Federico?
The first record which I bought with my own money was actually... you're never gonna know about them. It's an Italian band called 883, which is 883. They were pretty popular when I was like 10, 11 years old. It was the early 90s, and that was my first cassette. But then shortly after that, I bought Smash by The Offspring. So that was my introduction to the whole punk rock thing.
Was that the Italian band punk?
The first one, yes. 883.
Okay, so they're before Offspring. Primero. Look,
before Offspring.
Let me ask you this. First gig you saw?
First gig I saw, I think that was Green Day in 95.
Wow.
You know, I wasn't...
You didn't see a local Italian punk band, huh?
Later I saw some Italian punk bands, but my first concert was definitely Green Day when they were touring Insomniac, so that must have been 95. Yeah.
Okay, and so you said you started some bands, but when you were playing in these bands, this is like after school, right? A garage band, basement band, bedroom band.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, were you on guitar?
I was, I started singing.
Yeah.
For
me, the voice is an instrument.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
You know, you use it to make music. Now, you can decide on the aesthetic value of it.
I see. But yeah, I was, you know, playing guitar on my own. I started learning guitar, but you know... I started making music as a singer because nobody wanted to sing. And one day I was like, you know, attending this friend of mine rehearsal. And he was like, would you like to sing? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll try. So that's how I started. And later then I became a guitarist. So
Okay.
And then later again, I became both guitarist and singer, because you know having a singer was always a problem. Nobody wanted to be the singer.
Okay. Well, over here sometimes that's all people want to do, or the yeller, the hollerer. What about? I'm curious about the guitar. You said you learned on your own. Your ma didn't teach you anything?
Well, she, basically she sent me to one of her friends who was a classical guitar teacher. And I attended, maybe 5 or 6 lessons. Just, you know, the basics, how to hold the guitar, how to, how to use the fingers on the boards and, the very, very basic things. And then after that, I was basically too lazy to keep with the lessons. And I just, tried to learn listening from records.
No, that's the way me and D. Boone learned, too. But we were, especially Roy Mendez Lopez, this guy lived in his car. He showed D. Boone a lot of stuff, how to learn songs off records. But so I'm going to make a guess here. Your first guitar was an acoustic classical nylon string?
My first guitar was actually my mom's guitar, the one I smashed when I was a child.
Yeah.
As I said, we patched it back together. And there was a classical guitar with nylon strings. And then after that, after a while, I saved some money and I bought a pointy red metal guitar. Horrible.
Because, I've had people on the show before say this, yeah, I get a guitar and it doesn't sound like anything on my records. Right? Because the idea of the electric guitar and then effects boxes and this kind of thing. So you got like a heavy metal guitar. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. When I first went to buy musical instruments, I bought this pointy red guitar, a Marshall Valvestate amplifier, and a metal zone. And then I was set.
Okay. Did it have a whammy bar? Let me ask you, did it have a whammy bar?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and what was your first effect?
As I said, it was a metal zone.
Metal zone. Yeah, yeah. It's
horrible,
some kind of fuzz tone,
horrible,
right?
Horrible, horrible pedal. It sounds cool on everything except for guitar. So.
Okay, now
I kept it for I'm nowadays I'm using it for synthesizer or drum machines.
Oh, you still fucking have it? That's great.
Okay. Yeah, I have it.
Okay, yeah, because you never know people. You never know when something might come in handy. So
exactly,
throw shit away.
Never sell your equipment.
Yeah, hardware. I mean, software. Yeah, it gets orphaned up, but hardware it lasts forever.
Exactly.
Okay, let me ask you this: you were singing for that guy's band. Did mm-hmm. you get? Did you end up doing a gig for them?
Yeah, we made. We played actually one gig. It was like a final year's party at my school. That was it.
And what was this band called?
I don't even remember that. Okay. I doubt we actually had a name.
And would you consider the gig? It was your first gig, though, right?
It was my first gig. Yes.
And would you consider it a success?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't throw shit.
We didn't fuck it up, so okay. It was good enough.
Okay, because, you can only have your first gig once, so I always ask about that.
No, I'm quite satisfied about that.
Okay. Look, I want to play some more Tribuna Ludu.
Yes.
Okay, you can tell a hippie to that.
Thank you.
Say, you know, use the term lesser musicians or anything like that, but I met some people who are definitely less famous than you are, and they acted like assholes. it's great. It's great to see that there's people who learned a very valuable lesson from punk rock, I guess. So,
okay. Yeah, I did learn it. I learned it big time. And that's one of the reasons I do the show. Let's tell the people what they just heard. Tribuna Ludo with Frattaglia. That's hard for me to say, huh?
Yeah, Frattaglia.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because the G sometimes. Yeah, I don't know how to say it so well. Okay, Frattaglia. Okay. But you ching after that with love. Mechanical Bull with Livery. Wolf Eyes with Radio Box. It's an excerpt they sent me. Leal's brand new, The Facts. Extract out of Montreal, Canada with Birkenstock. Otherworlders. That's got Daniel we're going to have on the show Sunday. I played on his new album. But that's New Fumes. This is his other proj. Otherworlders. Iceland Spar. Tobacco after that, Zephyr. That's Mr. Tom turned me on to. Otherworlders, and well, Daniel, really, I didn't know about Otherworlders yet. But you know, people ask me about the old days. I said it was about people. I think the new days is about people too. It's always going to be that if it's authentic. Bombas Prendon with the obnubilitator. That's, I think they made that word up. And finally, again, Tribuna Ludo with Alla Gogna. Federico Fragasso. Let's continue with your journey. So you did this gig, and it was the end of school, right? Some kind of...
It was the end of school, exactly.
So what do you do with music when school's done?
Sorry?
What do you do with music when school's done?
Well, that band really didn't last for long, and it was mainly a cover band. So we were playing the punk rock tunes of our days. I'm a kid of the 90s, and as I said, you know, Offspring, Green Day, that was my introduction to the thing, and so that's what we were playing. And after that, I had first years of college, I had a band which was a bit more serious because we started playing our own material. It was still a bit like kind of metal-ish. And then after that, when I was around like 23, I founded Tribuna Ludo. So that was my band for more than a decade. And that was my first serious band, I would say. We rehearsed on a regular basis. We played gigs and we released a couple of records. So,
and maybe even more important, you wrote original tunes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
Can you remember the first Tribuna Ludo song you wrote?
Yes, that was probably JP2, which I guess is among the songs that I sent you, isn't it?
You sent me Disorder
JP2.
Alagogna and. No, those are the three you sent me. JP2, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is probably John Paul, the papa, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
We're going to play that, because it's the fourth song, so we're going to play it at the beginning of the next hour. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm amazed that you actually understood that it was John Paul II.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a song about...
Well, I thought it was either that or P2.
Sure.
Yeah, propaganda do it. You know about this kind of conspiracy in the 70s?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a rabbit hole we don't get. I want to stay on focus here with Tribune Aludu. So JP2 was the first tune you wrote.
Yeah,
Tell me what came first. Did the music or the words?
No, definitely the music. I always write on the bass. So the.
Oh, really? So when did you move to the bass?
No, I've always played the bass.
This is the first time you mentioned it, though.
Yeah.
You were talking about red pointy metal guitars.
true. But, well, you know, I when I got kind of comfortable on the guitar, sometimes at rehearsal, I'd play the bass when the bass player was not there. Because actually my dream was always to be the bass player. But then in the high school band, we were setting up there already was a bass player, so I couldn't be the bass player, and so I had to become the rhythm guitarist. But then I always loved the bass, and somehow I got my hand on somebody else's bass who was not playing it, so I had a bass at home, and from then on I basically always started my wrist on the bass, because the music I've been playing all my life is pretty much based in groove. Groove is a very important part of my music, so the bass always comes first, the bass and the beat, and then the guitar, even in Tribunaludo, the guitar always came second. When I had the bass riff, then I think about the guitar riff and stuff like that.
But you're saying composition tool, not really performance tool.
Yeah.
Okay. Composition tool. So you end up teaching the bass player the parts you wrote.
Kind of. He would modify it, obviously, but yeah, I was like, hey.
Okay. After a while, did you get your own bass, or were you
your own?
After a while, did you get your own bass, or were you always borrowing?
No, I have a bass now.
Okay. What kind? Because I'm a little prejudiced.
I have my own bass.
Yeah.
It's a Mustang, Fender Mustang bass.
Stang. Okay. So a little short scale.
Short scale. I'm a guitarist, so, it comes easy.
No, I play short scales live, late 90s. My hands were getting so sore. By the way, though, man, by cutting down on the sugar, you would not believe how that's helped my joints. I don't have half the sore hand. I just finished a tour. No soreness, no aspirin, no ibuprofen. Man,
great.
Yeah, I'm telling you, sugar is a big inflammation thing. And it ain't just gummy bears and booze. It's also rice. And I only eat pasta now once a week. Bread. I mean, it's not like over in Italy, man. Over here, we eat big plates of this. It's just too much. So that stuff has sugar. It don't have to be sweet to have sugar, I found out. Anyway, where was the first Tribunaludo gig?
The Tribunaludo gig, it was at a Battle of Bands.
The Battle of the Bands, okay.
Battle of the Bands. There's this annual Battle of the Bands here in Florence, which is called Rock Contest. And
Rock Contest.
We really... Rock Contest, yes. It's actually very popular. Like, there's this radio station from Florence who promotes it. And you have people, bands from all over Italy. And, considering that you're not paid, I would never, like, if I was from, Milan, I would never go to Florence to pay, to play for free, not having a place to sleep or anything like
right,
that.
Right.
But it was in my city. So, like, we really did it for a laugh. We recorded a cassette in our rehearsal space. Like, the sound was really bad, like, really bad. And we sent it to the radio station just for a laugh. We were like, let's see if they, you know, if they consider taking us. And they got us, and we actually got to the final. So
wow.
We didn't win, but
who am I thinking of? I played with in Florence. Ovo? Ovo's a that Florence band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember playing with them at a strange Ovo kind of disco.
From Ravenna.
Oh, the Ravenna?
Ovo, yeah.
Ovo.
Oboker Orchestra, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's from Florence. I saw you that night. I was there.
Strange venue, right? Very trippy venue.
Yeah. I was there. I remember that gig.
Okay. I think I did my second opera. It was a very strange gig, yeah. So you guys didn't win, but you got in the final. See, it just shows to go, you people.
Yeah, we actually got. Because of that, we got pretty confident, because we were like, okay, this can work. You know, people seem to react well. And that was the start of the journey for us. And so we started, like, getting more gigs and, you know, playing around Italy. And after a while, we recorded our first album. And, you know, we never stopped.
That's great. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, March 22, 2024. This is Wap Peter Show, special guest Federico Fragasso. Hold tight for hour two. March 22, 2024, it's the second hour of the Wap Peter Show.
È arrivata la notizia che il Papa sarebbe morto. La notizia, la fonte è?
Tre Stelle Ansa.
Il Papa è morto. Io vi prego di alzarvi, per favore, per un momento di raccoglimento e, per chi crede, un momento di preghiera.
Cordoglio ha visto passare in rassegna la maxi processione, lacrime sudore e sfinimento. Lo speciale diverso, anche se quella in realtà un conto.
La aspettavamo, ma alla riga è tua.
to make a decision right now. Come away with me. We'll start a new life in a country we know nothing about. Unexplored territory. New friends, new jobs, new identity.
Thank you.
Watford Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with the first song Federico wrote for Tribuna Ludo, JP2. Then we have Ben Salter out of Tasmania with I Really Need to Know. Shiverboard, brand new. Amphibian Fruit Punch. Mr. Ephos with Yay Yay. The Bass Bridge Quartet with Strutting with Some Bass Bridge Q. Zach Rosen, stand-up player. Rome, Guide by Voices, Chain Dance. And finally, here's a new project you got to hit me to. Caballeras?
Caballeras.
Caballeras.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's Portuguese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Caballeras. With Expresso 2222. And, yeah, there's something about the Florentines with the C, right? They'll say it.
It's more like
but it's funny because...
It's more like an H.
Yeah, but when they made the national language, they kind of used Florence because it was Dante's, yeah. So it's funny how Italians can tell a Florentine right away.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Yeah. He can't say the C right. Even though... It's trippy. Humans are interesting. So tell me about this part. Tell me about what ended up happening with Tribuna Ludo.
Well, we basically like disbanded after a while because we were not getting along well anymore. That, and I'm sorry to say, but that was the reason really. And then we disbanded for like a. 3 years or something, and everybody was going its own way, and then we regrouped and we made another album.
Wow.
and then again we disbanded after a few years.
Okay.
You know, it's just I don't know, man, like people change, but me and Simone, the drummer from Tribuna Ludo, are still playing together in Caveiras, so it's, you know, it's...
It's like Perry and Perk, right?
Yeah, we've been playing together all our life.
Perk told me he started playing with Perry when he's 17 years old. He's been playing with him almost 40 years now.
Exactly. For me and him would be 20 years.
Wow, that's great. So tell me about, why a Portuguese name? Who are the other cats that join you in Simone?
Well, that's because I got some kind of connection with Brazil. And a few years ago, I was with this Brazilian woman. I've been with her for 5 years. And you know, because of her, I started getting interested in Brazilian music and in Brazilian language, and I visited Brazil a few times. So I got fond of the culture. You know, they have a beautiful, beautiful musical scene, and they have very interesting rhythms.
Oh, big time! You know what they call the bass, right? It's a baixo.
Baixo, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, baixo, and especially the north east part. You know, where I've never got to go yet, but I hear the music's really intense there.
Yeah. Well, all the biggest singers and songwriters from Brazil, like a vast majority of them, they come from the Northeast. So that's a very musical region for sure. And, well, you know, once I was in Rio de Janeiro, and I was visiting the favela, Rocinha. Yeah. And there were these two children, like they must have been like 10 years old or something, and they started to play some scrap metals and stuff to do some samba on it, percussions, and it in order to get a few bucks probably, and that was super impressive for me because it was just the two of them, but they were playing like motherfuckers, and they, it seemed like you were hearing like a big ensemble of percussionists, and also the fact that they were playing scrap material.
Yeah, using what they had to. You know, the greatest gift I think a musician can do for another one is inspire them. And why not kids? Fuck.
Yeah. That was totally the moment that made me think of Caveiras. Like, you know, they were playing scrap material, so that made me think of Einstürzende Neubauten.
Sure.
German
band, but you know, actually, the tradition of Latin percussion, that was the shit in the sugar plantations, because they took away their drums and stuff and they stole them from Africa. So the cajon, it's even called a fucking box, right?
Yeah.
And they're
playing,
they're actually playing the machinery. The cowbell comes from playing the sugar, you know, machines.
Sugar cane,
sugar cane.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that was the pivotal moment. And I was like, I must do something out of it. I want to combine these powerful rhythms with my musical background, which at that time was industrial kind of dubby, Adrian Sherwood, this kind of things, a lot of bass
or mafia.
Yeah, exactly. And so I wanted to basically combine the two things, like the most experimental kind of dubbed and electronic industrial with very heavy Brazilian percussions and lyrics in Portuguese. So that was the start of Caveiras.
Okay, and then you gave me something live here, Mi Perco. Let's listen. Hot for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Caballeros doing Mi Perco live. Then Chris Burns and his Going Concerns, another Montreal band. Arson Hole, FOD, I think it stands. There's a Belgian band called that, but this is the U.S. one, Pennsylvania, Flag of Democracy. They go way back to the early 80s. Under My Dumb, Helico after that. I think some cats went into this band from that band. Business Trip, Wirelines after that, Demolition Salvage. Then Clear Spots with Don't Say It's True. Barry Stock with 1,000 Words for Nothing, which is what a lot you hear. And finally, another proj. I think this is even more recent. Lampredanto, but this is featuring Zay Caviera. Campo de Guerra. Yeah.
Lampredanto is actually Simone's other band, like the you know, my friend who plays drums in Caveiras and who used to play drums in Tribuna Ludo. He plays with another percussionist, so it's two drummers basically. Uh-huh. and they have this project called Lampredanto, and that's actually the band who made the vinyl with Mark Stewart, with you know, Mark Stewart vocals in it.
Right.
The one I sent you long ago.
And it had all lots of different variations and stuff too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they made this record, which I really liked, to the point that I actually released it with my label.
Okay, tell us about your label.
Ursuoni came out of the Tribuna Ludo's demise. When Tribuna Ludo ended for the second time, I didn't want to stay, you know, with idle hands. So I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, I was in my 30s, so I was like, you know, average people would just give up now.
Sure.
We think now it's time to give up. And I didn't want to give up. I just wanted to continue playing music. And I wanted to actually do something more than just a band. I was like, I'm going to try to connect people. I'm going to try to connect people in the underground who are into the kind of music I am into. And so that was the idea for the label.
Well, that's what we found out. When we found out about the movement, the punk movement, we found out it was more than just being a band. It was putting out fanzines, it was doing labels, putting on gigs, it's all kinds of shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
What was the first release?
The first release was another project which Simone had, which was called Lampreda. In fact, Lampredanto is the union of Lampreda and Tonto. That makes Lampredanto.
Oh, so Tonto, Preda, like idiot, stupid?
Yeah, Tonto. Tonto is the other drummer.
Okay. And it's Lampre, is that the little sucker fish?
Lampre, yes, exactly.
Okay.
The lamprey. Yes.
Yeah, and don't. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's like it's a parasite.
Yeah, a parasite, yeah. Totally. And it's a drum solo project. It basically like amplifies the drums with DIY microphones, and then he passes it through a mixer, and then out of an electric.
I mean, that's what we do on bass and guitar. Why can't drummers do it?
Exactly.
Look, I gotta stop you here, though, because we're at the end of the second hour. We'll continue, though. People, March 22, 2024, edition Pedro Show special guest, Federico Fragasso. Hold on. Time for hour three. March 22, 2024, it's third hour, a lot for Pedro Show. Quem matou esse cara aqui? Quem matou esse cara aqui? Você não viu, você viu! Quem matou? Pode falar! Quem matou? Foi um de vocês! Você é o caralho! Você é o cara! Quem matou esse cara aqui? Foi você! Seu fiado! É você que financia essa merda aqui! Seu maconheiro! Seu merda!
I'm asking you to take. 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 To take, to take. I've had
To be the tightest musician.
I tell you, the biggest mistake Minutemen made was putting George Hurley in the back. You know, last 20 years, 25 years, I've had all my drummers now at the lip of the stage, right up front. Why is he in the rear with all the gear? It's just ridiculous. You know, and I think people are a little jealous because they're just blatant with it. Yeah, it's rhythm music, and we're big part of the rhythm section. So, but that's interesting, you know, using electronics and stuff. And, why not? I'm way into it. Let's tell the people what they just heard. Start off the third hour with Caballeros doing Policia. Yeah, homage to the Hombres. FFF with Cruciatus, the Riptides. Ah, that's Pedro Band doing surf. Ramrod, Pipatica. IMMR out of, maybe it's Emmer, Washington, D.C., West of Cary. It's, I think, the youngest member of Obama's Brendan on his own. And finally, Damon Smith, and Pandelis Karyogis with whistles. Okay, hip us to this Policia song. Dilusia?
Sorry?
Oh, hip us to this Policia song.
You want to know about...
Yeah, enlighten us. Yeah. Sorry for the slang.
Well, Policia is actually a cover from a wonderful Brazilian band called Mercenarias. It was an all-female band from the 80s. When I started getting into Brazilian music, the first thing I heard was a compilation of Brazilian punk and post-punk. And since I was very much into punk and post-punk at the time, that was my, you know, an easy introduction in a field which was totally unknown for me. And Mercenarias, to these days, is still one of my favorite Brazilian bands. So we wanted to cover them, and we chose this track. And we basically, if you hear the original, is very much a classic. Kind of hardcore-ish. It's like punk funkish, but very sped up. It lasts for like 1 minute, I think. We extended it to like 5 minutes or something. We made it more hypnotic because, as I said, it's all about, you know, the groove and the rhythms for us. So we wanted to make a more tribal, trippy version of the song.
Yeah, let's talk about that, the idea of a version, because when you started with those guys at school, right, high school, you were doing copies of the bands of the records you were listening to. You tried to make, like, authentic copies, right? And now you're trying to do versions, right, because you got your own voice.
Totally, totally. Like, I think if you interpret the song, that's a totally different thing than just making a copy of it. Like if you're a cover band, then you must replicate exactly what's on other people's records. But if you make your own version of a song, then you make it your own in a way. So,
like my favorite things, John Coltrane, he took that schmaltzy waltz and turned it into Springboard for Africa. You know, I was told Roma, you know, even worse than the cover band, I think, is a tribute band. I mean, not only just the songs, you got to, like, fake like you're the band. And I heard that. I heard Roma is full of that now. You got to be in a tribute band to get gigs there. That's what Federico, this guy, Francisco, was playing piano with Taff Falco told me.
Uh-huh. Well, a tribute band in Italy are always hip. Like, people love to have, since they can't afford the original, like, they want to have the tribute band. And, you know, that's basically the success of the night is assured, because, you know, everybody like those old songs or anything. And so, yeah. There is a problem with tribute bands. to me, it must be like a nightmare playing in a tribute band.
Totally
a nightmare.
You would have to chain my ass up and have me unconscious and in a sack. And so, you had to do shit like that, Campbell. Look, we got some stuff here. I guess this was a big collab with this Tua Inglés. Okay, let me play this. This sounds interesting. Some Transylvanian dub. Somebody from Hungary.
Oh, yeah.
La, 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 la. Welcome.
No thanks, I already had a wife.
next to you, but I know that you're not there. I lost it once before, but I won't do it again. Seeing your face and out of my head. And now you're knocking on my window for the light. You're alien that, blacker than the night. I miss you once before, skin suit and bow. My signal runs so far.
for Pedro Show Last Music for this edition. We started off with Calles, but along with Obeya and Petru Berlando.
Berlandau.
That it's Transylvanian dub.
Yeah.
In two English.
Well, yeah. Last June we made, there's this English label called Wormhole Board, which released an anthology with all the material Caveras released over the years in one single record, and, you know, for the English market. And to make it more appealing, we basically added a couple of bonus tracks.
Okay.
And they were remixes of some of our songs. And this song is a remix by my good friend Andrei Bucureci, whose nickname is Obeya.
Okay.
And his sound engineer is Petru.
Okay.
And basically, like, they reworked this in a way which I like quite a lot. And Mark Stewart also appreciated it, because me and Andre, we became friends through Mark Stewart. He was a mentor both for me and for him.
Okay.
So we started, you know, getting in touch after that and collaborating. And so when the time came for this compilation, I was like, would you like to remix one of our tracks? And he was like, sure. And he chose this track called Telling List, and so that's the result.
Whoa. Okay. After that, we had Oakland Afternoon Ensemble with Elegy 2, Mad Moth, Bobby Lees. Finally, Caviaris with Panacit. Sir Census, Bread and Circuses?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you kept Romans happy before tribute bands, people.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
Tribute bands are the new version of Bread and Circus, yeah. So what's next for you? What's next for you as a musician, and what's next for you as your label?
Well, I got three or four records which I'm releasing in the coming months with my label, and as a musician, we are actually in the process of recording our first full length album with Caveras. So far we basically released EPs, and we rehearsed this morning, actually, so we have our new set.
Let me ask you, where do you record? Do you have your own studio?
We do have our own studio.
That's great, man.
Yeah. All the songs we released, we recorded them ourselves. So, yeah, it's a bit, a long process, but it's worth it. Like, it's satisfying.
Yeah, no compromise, right? No filter.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what about the label?
The label, same thing. Like, we release our own stuff on my label, so I do the, you know.
I understand that, but do you have other acts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Like, as I said, I've got three or maybe four artists that I'm releasing in the next few months.
Whoa!
In 2024. Yeah.
When do you think the Caveras a full-length album is going to come out?
Well, if we are lucky and very proficient, maybe in the fall. Otherwise, it should be probably the beginning of 25.
Okay, can I put the word out right now, the invite? When that album comes out, you come back on the show, we can play it all, and you can give me a song-by-song spiel.
I'd be glad.
I would love to. And also, these other stuff. Who are the other artists you're putting out?
Well, we have many. Like,
The stuff that's coming out around the same time.
Oh, okay. We got a new band, which is called Electric Rastrello.
Okay.
Which, I don't know what the word in English would be. Let me check it. What was that? Oh, okay. I got it. A rake.
For cleaning up leaves and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So Electric Rostello is like...
You know who played Electric Rake? Was Professor Eugene Chadbourne in Psychobilly. He played something called the Electric Rake.
Oh, really?
Shockabilly. They were called Shockabilly.
So this band is called Electric Rake.
Okay.
They play some kind of electropunk. Really nice. It's just drum and synthesizer. A bit like...
Oh, wow. Suicide. You know,
yeah, kind of like...
Or Silver Apples.
Or Silver Apples, yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're punky, they're trippy, they're danceable. So, totally our style. Like, you know, my label has a kind of a stylistic line.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm into groove, so I'm into danceable stuff. I try to release records which are consistent with one another. So... One of them is this. Another one is gonna be a record by my good friend Pat's Doctor from Holland.
Yeah,
he's another person which I met because of Mark, and because he's a, you know, he works at Adrian Sherwood label on New Sound, and
on New Sound. I remember them from the old days.
Yeah, from the 80s.
New Age Steppers.
Exactly. Great band, New Age Steppers.
Right.
And you know, he made this record in which he remixes tribal music from Australia. So it's kind of like a very trippy, dubby tribal music. And then we have another project by Simone, my drummer, who's called Bestilla, and he plays what he calls Moroccan techno music. He's like electronic music influenced by Mediterranean.
You know, I like to keep it simple. Just music is music. This genre stuff is just a fucking gulag. Archipelago, you know. So, but you, look, what I'm going to ask you to do is let's listen to that stuff too when you're back on the show. So send me all this stuff and we can talk about
it. Of course, I will.
What I mean? Because when the music does the talking, that's the best thing. But then you can give insights on the other side of that.
Of course, I will.
Beautiful. Federico, thanks so much for being on the show. And keep on doing what you're doing. I love it. And it's a way we can keep Mark's spirit alive, I think, is us keeping charging hard with music.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. That was beautiful. He's a huge inspiration. He was an inspiration before I ever, you know, got to talk to him or anything. I didn't know us Minutemen were a little bit older than him.
Yeah, but, well, he was super
They were like teenagers when they did pop group.
Exactly. They were crazy young, like 17 or 16.
It's beautiful.
And to think that they made a record like Why, which is music.
I tell you, you know where I first heard Why? Greg Ginn was playing it at SST.
Really?
I ain't shitting you. They'd play everything. Dezo would bring in the Curtis Mayfield live record. Greg Ginn's playing the Why. Yeah, they didn't listen to bands that sounded like Black Flag. They listened to everybody.
Yeah. That's
the scene I come from. And so that's why the genre names kind of fuck with me.
You can tell. Well, obviously, like, when you listen to Black Flag, they sound really metal in a way. But at the same time, you can tell that they have a broad musical taste because they sound like crazy metal. You know, like odd times and things. And so
Damage 2, Room 13, and you know, a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, and even more, you know, later when they did, you know, the My War and
Process of Weed Now. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I rode in the van with them. I learned everything I know from them guys. Beautiful people. But it's really bitching to get to talk to you again, and I can't wait till the fall. We'll spiel again, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, it was a pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
People, it's been March 22, 2024 edition. Wap Pedro, she'll keep you packed.